brained Taglian legionnaires. Some willing but ineffective former Shadowlander slaves. And some even less effective Jaikuri. Each day snaps our numbers. Old wounds and current diseases thin our ranks as swiftly as enemy attacks. Croker tried to teach good field hygiene, but it has not stuck anywhere outside the company proper. Mogava awarded me a small bow, the way honors are paid in these parts. He would not thank me outright. Sindawe and Ochiba now had their heads together over some unit reports that had just come in. Sindawe announced, "No time left for talk. They are about to attack." He spoke Taglian. Unlike Mogaba, he made a grand effort to get beyond Pigeon. He strove to understand the culture and thinking of the several Taglian peoples, weird though they are. Mogaba said,
"Then let's go to our posts. We don't want to disappoint Shadow Spinner."
You could see the edge in the man. He was eager. His excitement was almost unreasonable. He reviewed the tactics he wanted used to reduce friendly casualties. I left without a word, without being dismissed. Mogaba knew I did not consider him captain. We discuss it occasionally. I will not acknowledge him without a formal vote. He does not want an election yet either. I suspect because he fears his popularity is not what a captain's should be. I will not force the issue. I might get elected by the old crew faction, and I don't want the job. I am not qualified. I know my limitations. I am no leader. Hell, I don't even handle these annals very well. I don't see how Croker kept them up and did all the other stuff he had to do at the same time. I ran all the way to my section of wall. Chapter 12. Something hit me, like a small, silent cyclone of darkness that dropped out of the night of nowhere. It devoured me, unseen by anyone around. It grabbed hold of my soul and yanked. I went into the darkness thinking, boy, the Shadow Master came back in a huge way, didn't he? This was unlike anything I had encountered ever before. But why come after me? There were few players less significant than I was. Chapter 13. I was summoned. I could not resist. I fought, but soon I realized that a strong part of me did not want to win. I was confused. I had no idea what was happening. I was sleepy. Was all this just because I wasn't getting enough sleep? A voice called my name. The voice seemed vaguely familiar. Morgan. Come home, Morgan. I felt violent motion, probably due to a blow I didn't feel. Come on, Morgan. You have to fight it. What?